In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God.
And the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us how to pray, even as John the Baptist taught his disciples how to pray." And Jesus said, "When you pray Abba, Father, our Father, not only my Father, but our Father, all those that have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus, we can call him Abba, we can call him Daddy. Then hallowed be thy name. Your name is holy, it's to be reverenced.
Holy is your name, the name of God is holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is praying with the disciples that the kingdom of God would come on the earth as it is in heaven. And that kingdom in heaven is no more weeping, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more darkness. Jesus said we should pray that the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. And you know, that is part of the things that we rattle through the Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No, no, no. Not rattle through it. It's very important that we pray it. The disciples' prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that the kingdom and the will of God would be done in you and in me as it is in heaven. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more darkness, no more evil. That Jesus prayed, taught his people to pray, that the kingdom of God would come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, today, our daily bread. Yes, the Lord gives us our daily bread. I tell you the story about the woman who used to come out in the porch, and she used to say, "I thank you, God, for all the food that you've given me today, and I don't ever want to be ungrateful." For one day she came out on the porch, and she had no food. And she said, "I thank you, God, that you've always given me food, and I'm going to praise you for it." So the guy next door was an atheist, and he said, "I'm going to buy her a whole lot of food. And when she's thanking God, I'm going to say, I gave it to you." Well, anyway, he bought her this food, and she comes out on the porch and prays, "I thank you, God, for the food that you've supplied." And the man next door, who was an atheist, said, "I brought it to you." She says, "I thank you, God, that you can even use the devil." That's real. That God can even use the devil. That's real. We see that in the crucifixion. That what the devil meant for evil, God meant for salvation. God meant for salvation. The death of Jesus and his burial and resurrection is our salvation. That's not what the devil meant. He meant that Jesus would die, and that he would die an ignominious death, and that nothing would happen afterwards. But Jesus did die and absorb the sins of the world. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." Jesus did die, but he also was buried and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. I have another story about the daily bread. Sister Lorette's mother was not a Catholic. She was a Christian. And she had a whole bunch of boys and one girl. And one morning there was no food on the table. And she said to the kids, "We're going to all bow our heads and thank God for the food." And the oldest boy said, "What food? We don't have anything to eat." And she looked at him and said, "We're going to thank God that he's always supplied." So she says, "I thank you, God, that you've always supplied." And with that, there was a noise at the door. And when they went to the door, they found a loaf of bread. No one knows where the bread came from, but Sister Lorette's mother knew it was the Lord who brought it to her. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Oh, yes, forgive us our sins in the blood of Jesus, as we forgive those who sin against us. Yes, we need to forgive people who have sinned against us. We waste energy by not forgiving people. They are not hurt by us not forgiving. The one that is hurt is me and you. Give us the grace to forgive. Give us the grace to borrow the forgiveness from the cross. Because forgiveness is so important. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yes, lead us not into temptation. We're all so weak. And deliver us from evil. Deliver us from Satan by the power of the cross. Deliver us from the evil one. Oh, yes, that's the disciples' prayer. Now we look at the 17th chapter of St. John, and we do not see a disciples' prayer, but we see Jesus, on the night before he died, began to pray to the Father. This is Jesus' prayer. This is the Lord's prayer. And he says in the 17th chapter of St. John, "These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven, lifted up his eyes to where God is, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son." The glorification of Jesus will be on the cross for John. Jesus will be glorified on the cross. Give us this day our daily bread. No, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As you have given him power over all flesh, yes, that Jesus has power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. It's all about the Father giving people to Jesus. Do you know that the Father gave you to Jesus? Do you know that? Do you know that? And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life, to know the Father. And the word know is experiential knowledge, to know the Father and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. When Adam knew Eve, in 9 months they gave it a name. We're talking about experiential knowledge. We are not talking about knowledge of the head. We're talking about taste and see that the Lord is good. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Jesus always leads us to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. Jesus talks about finishing the work that the Father gave him to do. Remember, Jesus worked by revelation of the Father. He only did what the Father told him to do. He only said what the Father told him to say. Jesus' identity is wrapped up in the Father. He is completely wrapped up in the Father, and our identity must be completely wrapped up in Jesus, in the Lord Jesus. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with thee from the foundation of the world, that Jesus was glorified from the foundation of the world. That Jesus, the Word of God, was with the Father from all eternity. Give me the glory I had with thee before the world was. In other words, Jesus, as the Word of God, was glorified from all eternity. I have manifested your name unto men. Yes, he did. To these 12 men, to these 72 men, and to women like Mary Magdalene, and Mary of Bethany, and Martha of Bethany. I have manifested thy name unto the men which you gave me. Here it is again. The ones who believe in Jesus, the Father gave to Jesus. We are the present of the Father to Jesus. Happy present day. You know what I'm saying? That we are his gift. We are his gift. Sometimes I wonder what kind of gift I am, but we are his gift. That's what the Word of God says. That thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were. These disciples were, belonged to the Father. And you gave them to me. You gave them to me. And they have kept thy word. I want to tell you, we have fallen short of the glory of God. We have not always kept the word of God. That's why we need to repent and to ask the Lord for forgiveness and to go to confession. That's why we need to repent. Now they have known that all things whatsoever that you gave me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me. In other words, everything Jesus spoke, he spoke by revelation. And they have received them and have known surely that I came from thee. Yes, Jesus' identity is wrapped up with the Father. He came from the Father. And they have believed that thou didst send me. We believe that the Father sent Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Yes, the Father sent the Son for our salvation, for your salvation. The Father sent the Son for the salvation of the world. And how was that salvation won? We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It was won on the cross. Jesus shed his blood for us. Jesus shed his blood for you. Jesus loves you so much. The Father gave you as a gift to Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you feel like a gift? Sometimes I feel like a penny waiting for change, but I'm still a gift. The Father gave me to Jesus, and the Father gave you to Jesus. I pray for them, for his disciples. I do not pray for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Jesus is not praying for the world. He's praying for us. The high priestly prayer of Jesus is that he's praying for us. He's praying for you and me. He is not praying for the world. Now, who's going to pray for the world? We do. The body of Christ needs to pray for the world. You know, people say, I pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, the poor souls in purgatory don't need the prayers as much as the sinners on the earth that don't know Jesus, that don't know his name, that curse him. We need to pray for those in the world that do not know Jesus. We need to pray for those in the world that do not know Jesus. It's very important that we pray for people that do not know Jesus. It's so important that's our job as the church, to pray for people who do not know Jesus. And again, know is experiential knowledge. I do not pray for the world. The Lord doesn't pray for the world. He prays for us, and we pray for the world. This prayer is at the right hand of the Father right now. He's praying for you at the right hand of the Father. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly who you are, and he prays for you and for me at the right hand of the Father. How does Jesus pray at the right hand of the Father? I want to tell you, this is what I think. He opens his wounded hands, and he shows his wounded hands to the Father. And these hands are for you. They were wounded for you, and they were wounded for me. They were wounded so that we might know God, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yes, he prays for us, I believe, by showing the Father his wounded hands and his wounded feet and his wounded side. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Again, if you belong to Jesus, the Father gave you to Jesus as a gift. All that is mine is thine, and all that is thine is mine, and I am glorified in them. Everything that the Father has belongs to Jesus, and everything Jesus has belongs to the Father, and he is glorified in you. Do you know that? Do you know that Jesus Christ the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is glorified in you? That's why we have to keep our hearts pure, because we glorify God by our very nature, because the Holy Spirit dwells within us by the grace of God. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And now I am no more in the world. In other words, he knows that he's going to die, and he's going to rise, and he's going to ascend. Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, the disciples. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them through thine own name, those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Yes, keep those you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. We see in the coming of the Holy Spirit, they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. One soul, one heart. That's when the Holy Spirit came. We need to be one. And you know what? We're not one. Catholic and Catholic can fight about what they believe. When we are one, the Spirit of God comes in power. We are called to be one, one in Christ, one in Jesus, in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit comes when we're one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot, that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of them is lost. And now I come to thee. Jesus is talking about he's leaving the world. He's going to come to the Father. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. On the night before he died, Jesus had joy. These things that I've told you, that I might, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Why? Because they are not of the world. I want to tell you that the church should not be of the world, that you should not be of the world, that we are not of the world. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. I do not belong to the world. My citizenship is in heaven. The only good thing about the world is where I can preach the word of God. I am not of the world. I am not of the world. Everything I have belongs to Jesus. That's real. And everything I have has been given to me by Jesus. If I have a gift, it's not my gift. It's the gift that Jesus gave me so that I might use the gift to bring people to him. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. That we would remain in the world, because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. If the world has no light, it's because the church has forfeited the light that we are. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. God has given you the grace to be light to the world. The only light that the world has is the church. Is the church, especially when we're one. One with the Father and one with Jesus and one with each other. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. Oh, yes. Because he goes around prowling like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. The scripture says, resist him steadfast in the faith. They are not of the world. See, again, I am not of the world. You are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. This is important. What is truth? Thy word is truth. That's why we need to know the word of God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. That's right. And why are we sent into the world? So that people might come to believe in Jesus. And that they would give their lives to Jesus. It's not only going to church. You know, the devil goes to church too. He's annoying people that are at Mass every day. He gives them thoughts that they shouldn't be having. We are to give ourselves to Jesus Christ, our bodies, our souls, and our minds. We are to give ourselves to Jesus Christ because He has also sent us into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Where does He sanctify Himself? On the cross, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, through the Word of God. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their word. Jesus prays not only for the disciples and the apostles, but for us who have believed their word. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I am in thee, that they also may be one in us. Oh yes, that there be this unity. The Father and the Son have this unity, but we are called as God's people, as the church, to have this unity in Christ, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Again, this whole experience of unity. Let's see who it is. This whole experience of unity. I am in them, and thou art in me, that they may be made perfectly one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them, even as thou hast loved me. That God the Father loves us even as He loves Jesus, and Jesus loves us even as the Father loves Jesus. You are loved by the Father. Your Father's love is great. Father, Daddy, I want it to be that they also whom Thou hast given me would be where I am. Oh yes, where I am. Where is He? He's at the right hand of the Father, and we already are at the right hand of the Father. We have our citizenship in heaven, and it is from there that we await the great Savior. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me. Yes, that we would go to Jesus not only now, but when we take our last breath, where I am, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Again, that the Word of God existed before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. I'm telling you, this is the Lord's Prayer. We have the great fortune, dignity, to be able to see how Jesus prayed. How did He pray? He prayed for the unity of the church. He prayed that we would be one as He is one with the Father. He also prayed for us because the Father gave us to Jesus Christ. He prayed for us. He prays for you today. You, your prayer partner is in heaven. Jesus Christ is the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. He is the great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. Jesus is the Lord, and He prays for you today. You might be feeling very, very sad today, but I'm telling you, Jesus is praying for you today. Jesus is praying for you today because He loves you, because the Father gave Him to you. The Father gave Him to you, yes. Father gave you to Him, I should say. The Father gave you to Jesus Christ. We are His people. We are His people. We have the DNA of God in us because the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer. Do you believe today? Have you given your life to Jesus? Do you love God? Do you love the Father? Do you love the Son? Is the Spirit of God in you in a mighty way? If not, we ask You, Lord, to fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we might know You, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent, and that we might know that You gave us to Jesus as a gift. the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 19th and the 25th. If you'd like to register online, it's daysofglory.org/register. daysofglory.org/register. We are going to have this wonderful School of the Holy Spirit between the 19th and the 25th of July. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.